I will call the meeting of the Development Review Board to order.
Member Schumacher? Chairman Martin?
Here. First thing on the agenda this evening is to approve the minutes from our meeting that was held on 3rd. One who was present at that meeting could make a motion to approve the minutes, please. Question? Moved and seconded that we approve the minutes. Again, could you call the roll, please?
Member Fishman?
Yes.
Member Yanaki?
Yes.
Member McColl? Member Crosby?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
And Chairman Martin?
Yes. Next thing on our agenda is an application by the River Forest Tennis Club for a planned development. We would ask that everyone who's going to address the board tonight, if you please stand.
The whole truth and nothing but the.
Before we proceed with this hearing, the hearing this evening, several of us need to make statements. I'm a member of the River Forest Tennis Club. I'm not an officer. I'm not a director. My class of membership doesn't permit me to vote. I believe that I can conduct a fair and impartial hearing and render a fair and impartial recommendation to the Board of Trustees. Anybody else?
As long as the member, anyone who's a member, whether or not you have a voting right or not, can say that you can make a unbiased decision, and your role as a member at the club will not render your ability or hinder your ability to make an impartial decision, right? And that no one else on the board objects to that, then I think we've satisfied any potential common law conflict of interest. Does not exist in this case. Yes, everyone has said on the record.
Is anybody else on the board that objects to it?
No, I do not.
All right, so that's out of the way. We'll ask the applicant to please make their presentation. Just identify yourself and give us your address so we have it.
My name is Mark Zinni. I'm the architect for the River Forest Tennis Club. Also, I've been a member there for a little over 35 years, I think. My address, my office address is 428 Marengo Forest Park. And I don't know, I was gonna go over a PowerPoint presentation real quick. Keep that brief. And then when it comes to the actual application, we'll see. I wasn't going to go through it line item by line item unless you want me to, or I could just hit the highlights, or we could decide if we just want to do questions just to kind of move it along. So, which is fortunate. I think everybody realizes the River Forest Tennis Club established in 1905, moved to this location in 1920. So we've been over here for over 100 years. We're very proud of this location. We're very proud of the fact that it's a very green area, and it's real comfortable with the way it fits into the environment and the surroundings. But what we're trying to do is a beautification. So some of the things have aged, and we're trying to bring those up to date. So this is just a view of the back, and then the aerial view on the side shows the tennis courts. And all of our work's going to be taking place in the northwest corner in the southwest corner primarily. So that would be at the top of this particular drawing, along kind of around the parking lot area. If this works. So this is the existing, on the left is the existing plan, and then there's the building. We kind of have the drawings orientated the same way. The north is to the right. That's the existing structure. And in the right side, that's the proposed areas we're doing the work on. So the primary scope of this work is an exterior beautification. We're trying to enhance the tennis club. We're trying to enhance its visibility, or how it's viewed from the neighbors. And we're trying to just refurbish some of the existing facilities. So there's in the northeast, the northwest corner over there, we have two pickle courts right now. We're going to keep those two pickle courts and resurface it, but we're going to relocate a large green backboard over there to the southeast corner and reduce that size because that doesn't get as much use anymore. And then in that same corner, we're trying to propose some additional bike racks. We're trying to encourage our members to bike more, and it's been very successful. So we're trying to create a bike rack area that's surrounded by green space to the west, and then we're adding additional planting areas or green space to the south. Then on the southwest corner, we're going to we're building a new backboard. It's going to be not quite as large, and it's primarily there to help shield some existing dumpsters that we have. We have a fence that is dilapidated and it kind of fallen down. So we're going to rebuild that fence and put the backboard area over in there and add landscaping over there also. All right, that's not moving for me, or maybe. There we go. Very quick, this is the gateway, the pedestrian gateway. So you can see on the left is the existing, on the right's proposed. We're trying to match the front big brick piers that are there right now. We're going to widen this gate to make it more accessible. For both bikers and pedestrians going, because to the right side, as you can see on that, we're going to have bike racks. We're trying to introduce some green landscaping. We're going to try to move that backboard that you can see on the drawing on the left, that large green backboard. We're going to again reduce that in size and build a new one on the south side. And if we want to quickly go to the next slide, these are some details of the pedestrian gate with the brick piers. We've got lights on the top. One of the questions was the photometrics. We did a photometric analysis. At 8 feet away, we're all the way down to 1 foot candle, which is basically nothing. So, and you could see the intensity of it is really just right by where the gate area is. That's all we're trying to create, a safe environment there right by the gate. And those lights will be programmed. So we're not going to obviously have them on all night. So they'll be on a timer. Next slide, please. Here's an enlarged drawing of this area. Again, you can see the pickle courts in the upper right corner there. We're going to resurface those. We're going to do some planters to the south. Then you see the bike racks, landscaped areas. And then between the building, we could see some tables there. We're just what we call cafe, Court 6. It's an outdoor cafe area. And then we're going to try to use that area. And I think we talked about this. We're using what's called an aged concrete over there. Next slide, please. This is a view of that entry. So on the left side's existing. There's a few old bike racks we have there in a kiosk. We're going to relocate that kiosk. You can see we're building this large landscaped area. We're doing a little tree in there. We're filling that in with perennials and annuals, and that's in the application, that whole design. And then it writes the cafe area with this aged concrete underneath there. Next slide. This is the view from the parking lot looking to the north. What we're introducing over here is we're trying to soften the edge, add some permeable areas. So all along the edge of the building, we're doing a very low landscaped area. You can see that on the building there. And at the very end, you can see where we're inducing some additional planters. Next slide. This is the southwest site development. This is the one where you'll see where you have some dumpsters that are exposed. We're going to create a new wood enclosure similar to what we already have, and we're going to locate our backboard over there. This is an important slide, too, to realize that we are not reducing any parking. We're keeping the exact same parking quantities the same in this whole design. And that's always important. Even though we're trying to encourage people to bike, we still are trying to maintain the exact same number of parking stalls. Next slide, please. This is a view of it. You can see right where the arrow is very appropriately. There's a nice red dumpster there. So we're going to screen those dumpsters with the backboard, and then we're going to build the fence. You can see that on the right side, and we're going to introduce some landscaping along that fence line. We're also going to clean up. We're keeping the large spruce there, but we're going to be cleaning up a lot of that landscaping at that corner also. Next slide. Yep, I don't know why that one rotated weird, but this is a drawing that shows the permeable surface area and the impervious area. So our net gain is about 60 square feet. We realize it's not much, but it is a net gain of permeable area. If you go to the next slide, kind of a nice, we'd show the tree survey, and you can see in the plan unit or development application, and that one rotated where too, I don't know why. But our site, our building is only occupies about 17 or 18% of the property. The impervious area is only about another 35, 36%. So our total impervious area for the site is less than 50%. Zoning would allow us to build a building that covers 50% of our property, not counting the permeable area. That again, green space is very important to us. And that's why it's very important as part of this beautification project. That's our last slide. So the next thing would be the application. And it's up to everybody on the board how detailed you want me to get into the application. Should I just hit a couple of the highlights or go through it in detail?
Try to give us enough detail so that we're all satisfied that we have it.
Sure.
Determine whether this.
Very good. So if you could go to the plan unit development application. What she's looking that up, the first part is just the introduction of the property owners. The tennis club is the property owner. Carrie Rader is the president, but Maggie's acting representative for the building and grounds. And then I'm the architect. The third thing is the statement from the owner of the subject. So the tennis club owns the property. Item three on this sheet of the application is a survey. And I don't know if you can get the plan unit development thing up?
Do you want me to?
Yep, yeah, I can. One moment, I should be able to pull it up.
To show us the survey.
Okay, beautiful. Survey, and then the next thing is we're going to get into statement into Kennedy compliance. And actually, six is, in my mind, very important. It asks about compliance with the comprehensive plan. So the tennis club is part of the existing. It's part of the comprehensive plan, but here's a real nice statement that we feel is real important because it talks about it strengthening our community character and being part of the comprehensive plan. We talk about the tennis club's exterior beautification plan is in compliance with the village comprehensive plan. We've read through it. We have highlighted a lot of the proposed areas, but we feel it enhances and maintains the grounds. We're very cognitive and very careful with the historic nature of our building. Without getting into it too much, it was originally center part was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Then it was moved to our location over here. We did maybe put some additions on it. Weren't going to win any architectural awards, but we did keep the main space. The interior space, as it was originally designed by Wright, it's a beautiful space, actually. And then the grounds were all part of the original development. So that's part of statement six. Oh, good. Here's my problem. I got to flip around the glasses.
A little bigger.
Yep. So that would be the next page.
We don't expect you to go through this line. Plus, briefly, the patient so we can determine. As some of the other information.
Okay, so probably the best thing if you could do then, Matt, is go to the exhibits real quick. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just mention these and then we could reflect back. If you keep going to the next exhibit, I'll tell you when to stop. Keep going, that's in compliance with the comprehensive plan, land use, zoning. And there's the site plan that we already went over. And that's the detail right there too. So the one of the requests is, you know, how does it relate to the adjacent properties? We're similar zoning as the property to the north and to the south, and we have the residential on the east and the west. So that was being shown there. Then we go to, we don't have to get into that, heights of buildings that was talked about, our structures. Our tallest structure is the backboard, which is 10 feet, which runs perpendicular to the property. But that structure is no higher than the existing fence, the adjacent fence next to it. The proposed entry gates are 6 feet. They're matching the existing height. And then we talked about foot candles, and we won't be casting any shadows on adjacent properties. We talked photometrics. So then if we could go to landscaping, that was something that was brought up in the last, that would be exhibit five. This is, those are interesting sections, mostly probably for us as architects, but they show all the different development relative to the street and existing trees and buildings. So that's the sections there. That's the entry gate. Going down, that's the details we already went over with the photometrics. Right there, these are some landscape drawings that McAdam Landscape designed for us. You can see we're trying to introduce primarily perennials and annuals that are very drought resistant. And then we're inducing some trees. And there's three or four sheets of the different landscape design that we're proposing. That's ones along the building lines as we're going. And if you keep going down, we'll do more of those if you want to go down to look at the landscaping, because that was part of the requirement.
Landscaping plan going to comply with the village ordinance?
With the building ordinance?
The village ordinance.
Yes, as far as I know. So if you want to keep going down to the next exhibit, this is about economic feasibility. We did a detailed analysis of cost. You'll see there's three sheets as we break down the different projects. And that's a detailed breakdown of all of our different costs, proposed costs, you know. And then the sheet right after this is going to be a letter from Forest Park National Bank indicating that you have the financing. We already had a waiver on no environmental impact. 19, we did have a chance to meet with the village, police and fire department, and there was no concerns on their behalf. They did have an interesting comment, and we think we're going to take them up on is just tying our cameras into the village cameras. Nellis schools was not an issue. Utilities, site drainage would be the next exhibit. So right here, one of the questions was site drainage. So we have a civil engineer that did a site drainage plan, Robert Schloff. So this is a site drainage plan for the southwest corner. We're basically utilizing existing drainage structures and everything. And then the next drawing will be the northwest corner of that. And then I want to go to the next one. It's the neighbors meeting. We did have a chance, obviously it was required to meet with the neighbors. We have the comments up there that they had. Most of their comments were just general questions. I don't think everybody was, some of the questions were about making the gates wider for safety. And there are some of their concerns, which I think were more directed to Roosevelt, the difficulty of parking around Roosevelt. So that kind of went through all the standards. So if anybody has any questions, I'll try to address them. So as a non-pickleball player, even though I tried it, we went by the pickleball standards that is a pickleball institute. Yeah. Pretty popular group, I hear. So, yes. That's one of the whole reasons of shifting. So it actually shifts away from the north fence a little bit. Give us a little more space. Yeah.
Ask about the parking lot. So is
the majority of the parking will be existing to remain.
Okay. Where it meets the building right now, you're going to saw cut that out, then do your landscape?
Yep, dig it out, and then put landscaping in that area. In the north and south sides, we're doing all new pavement. But the majority, the center of the parking lot remains the same, but the north 60 feet all the way across 60 by 100 and something in the south about the same size is going to be removed and replaced.
Water is running for the building.
Correct. Yeah, you know, it's a funny story because like my engineers always tell me, if people realize water runs downhill, they'd be out of business. But so we're going to, there's two manholes, and we're going to keep those. We're not going to change the rim height, so the water will still slope to the same direction, those two catch basins that are catching storm water in the parking lot. And part of our requirement, too, is to submit to the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, which we did submit to them, and we're waiting for a letter of determination whether we need a permit from them. And that's their biggest concern.
Anything else you want to tell us at this time, Mr. Zinni?
Answers it.
Is anybody else?
Nope.
Okay. For the record, John Houseel, I'm the village's planning consultant for like the last 23 years, village resident, not a tennis club member. So I have a memo that's been issued to the DRB dated April 28th. Now let's go over planning, zoning, and site development related components. First of all, in summary, what the tennis court is asking for is basically a beautification program, including a new sidewalk entry features, including masonry columns and lighting. Bicycle rack area that's been expanded, pickleball courts slightly relocated. I mean, talking just a few feet. Landscaping, pavement area for outdoor seating, trash and equipment surround, and a half court practice wall and hitting area. What the applicant is proposing is not changing the use of the property. It is not changing the intensity or character of the property. and it is not altering the number of spaces for parking that are currently provided on the property. So I'm just going to go through a few things. For site conditions and surrounding land use, this part of the village is sort of anecdotally referred to as sort of the PRI corridor or the PRI multi-block campus. You've got First Press Church on the south end of this corridor. Then you've got the tennis club, which occupies the entire block. To the north of the tennis club, you have Roosevelt Middle School. North of Roosevelt Middle School, you have the library. And then north of that, you have the park. So it's a multi-three block where all the uses there are PRI. You've got a church, you've got a tennis club, which is private recreation. You have an elementary school, the public library, and a public park. Both the property to the north of the tennis club, which is the school, and the property to the south of the tennis club, which is the church, is zoned the same thing as the tennis club. That's PRI, that's public, recreational, and institutional. So that's the zoning for the tennis club and the properties to the north and to the south. The properties across Lathrop to the west and across Jackson to the east are R2, single-family detached residential. So those are the surrounding properties and the surrounding zoning to the subject property. The proposed use is appropriate for the zoning district in which it exists. With regard to the relationship to the comprehensive plan, Mr. Zinni, I picked up on some of these things, but the bottom line is that, and I noticed one change in the application, your exhibits are from the 04 comprehensive plan, not the 19 comprehensive plan. So didn't change a lot, but changed a little bit. But the designation in the comprehensive plan, the most recent comprehensive plan, is private recreation, which is what it is. There's only a couple of private recreation sites indicated in the village. This is one of them. The proposed use and improvements are 100% consistent with the comprehensive plan and supportive of the comprehensive plan in terms of land use designation for private recreation. And there are several different things that the tennis club is proposing that are consistent with the comprehensive plan, either as a core value, a guiding principle, a statement, or some other component. So I'm just going to read off a few of them for the record because I think it's relevant and important. So strengthening our community character, identity, and unique sense of place. The tennis club, its history, and its location within the neighborhood are very much unique to the sense of place of River Forest. Ensure the quality, stability, and attractiveness of residential neighborhoods. Even though this is not a residential use, it is very much a contributing factor to the identity and stability and attractiveness of the surrounding residential neighborhood. Community facilities and institutions are a defining part of River Forest's overall community character and an important component of the land use plan. The land use plan anticipates that these uses will remain largely as they are currently existing within the village, which is they're not making any changes to the use or intensity. To protect and enhance the historic and architectural heritage and significance of the village's built environment. As Mr. Zinni said, there's a lot of history with this institution and these buildings. They're beautifying the campus, but not altering the buildings. And given the high value of these amenities as contributing factors to the village's overall quality of life, as well as the limited opportunity to expand parks and open space in the future, significant efforts should focus on maintaining and enhancing parks, recreational opportunities, open spaces, and environmental features. And with the proposed beautification of, as part of this proposal, they are very much enhancing, quote unquote, the recreational opportunities in the village. So across the board and on all points, it's consistent with the comprehensive plan. With regard to the zoning analysis, we look at things like lot coverage, impervious surface, setbacks, building height, use. And for all of these things, the applicant meets the zoning or is not changing the existing conditions with a couple of exceptions. And those exceptions are due primarily to the activity at the southern part of the western edge, and that is where the new practice wall is going to go, the 10-foot high wall. It's about 20 or 25 feet long, that wall. And then the enclosure around the garbage area. Right now, it's pretty unsightly as viewed from the south. The landscaping screens it fairly effectively from the R2 to the west. But that enclosure around the garbage and equipment area and the practice wall on the south end require a couple of site development allowances. Everything else is fine, but I'll go over what those are. When you have a PRI district like this, the setback around the perimeter is 50 feet, any built thing, unless it is across from or facing a residential district. So the edge along Lathrop has to maintain the 50-foot setback. The area on the PRI can be as close as 35 feet. Okay, so 35 feet off of Oak, 35-foot setback off of Quick, and then a 50-foot setback off of Jackson, and a 50-foot setback off of Lathrop. So as a result of that, they're required to have a 35-foot setback off of Quick on the south. And their proposed 10-foot tall, 25-foot long wall does not maintain 35 feet off of Quick. So they're required to have a 35-foot setback. What they're proposing is a 4-foot, 2-inch setback off of Quick. So technically, they'll need a 30-foot, 10-inch site development allowance off of Quick because that wall is closer to the southern property line than it would be in an ideal situation or in a perfect situation. Again, given its location, the landscaping, the screening, and the fact that it's across the a church and not residential homes, what they're asking for, I believe, is appropriate given the design of the site. The other site development allowance that is needed is for Lathrop Avenue. Because Lathrop Avenue has homes on the west side of the street, R2 zoning, it has to maintain a 50-foot setback. The proposed screening wall for the dumpster is a 5-foot-high, board-on-board, solid sort of an enclosure. It's not a perimeter fence. It's an enclosure. There's not a roof on it, but it's still a structure. And that's approximately 20 feet setback from Lathrop. And technically, it needs 50 feet off of Lathrop. So it'll need a 30-foot site development allowance setback off of Lathrop to put that screening around the garbage dumpsters and stuff. So again, huge benefit because it screens all that activity and sort of the messiness, necessity mess of the site, I guess, and makes it very clean with the additional landscaping, the existing landscaping, and that solid fence or that solid enclosure improves and cleans up that end of the site. But two site development allowances are needed. A 30-foot, 10-inch site development allowance on the southern property line on Quick, and a 30-foot site development allowance with a setback off of Lathrop Avenue. And that's to accommodate the practice wall, the hitting wall, being located from the north to the south, and then that new enclosure area around the dumpster. And I might state that the location of the hitting wall, now located on the south side of campus, is basically the sliding where it is to the north down to the side. It's not getting any closer to residential. It's not introducing any level of activity closer to the residential district than exists already. It's just sliding from one part of the campus down to the southern part of the campus. But the setback off the property lines, the setback from residential is essentially is what it is now. So it's just moving locations. So given the fact that it's not intensifying or decreasing a setback, I think it's appropriate. The next is a parking analysis. They have 35 spaces on site. They're not proposing to eliminate and or add to that number, but they are doing something that wasn't in their application, which is actually a benefit. One of the things they're doing, and I don't know if Matthew, you can pull it up on the thing that shows the southern, show the whole site plan. Let's try that one, see if my eyes are working. Yep, bingo. Okay, so you can see there at the north end of the parking lot there along what would be Lathrop, you'll see that little thin dotted hash triangle area on the north end of that parking lot. Well, it would actually be the west side, but north of those, here it says parking stalls. There's that little triangular sliver. Here, I'll do this once. I'll use my fancy pointer. This right here, all right? Right now, that's going to be a new paved area. So the parking lot goes like this, but as it goes toward the south, it kind of curves in a little bit. It's not a real clean edge. It's sort of like ad hoc tapered little like curve there. So that's going to be cleaned up and straightened. So they're not increasing the parking lot. In fact, overall, they're decreasing the impervious surface for the site. So this is not a concern. But what it is going to do is it's going to take 6 parking spaces, and it's going to move them from a non-conforming stall depth to a conforming stall depth. So it's actually going to improve the dimension of existing parking spaces and make it better for cars as opposed to worse. So I think it's worth noting that it'll take some non-conforming situation and eliminate that non-conformity. So the parking is essentially unchanged except that little sliver will be paved, making those parking spaces better at that location right here. So it doesn't require anything. I just thought it was an important thing to note. The next section, section 5 of my report on page 4, is landscaping and pedestrian / bicycle improvements. And I really boil these down into 3 different things to compartmentalize them. The first one is the pedestrian entry gates. There is a sidewalk entry gate on Quick. There is a sidewalk entry gate on Oak. Right now, they have just a chain link opening or gate there at that location. They're proposing to introduce masonry columns with decorative lighting on the top. These columns are 2 foot by 2 foot. They're 6 feet tall with a limestone cap. On top of that 6 foot tall column will be a decorative light. Not exactly probably like the ones on the entry at Lathrop, but very similar. I don't know if they're identical, but they're darn close. Okay, there you go. Right. So they have existing ones already at the entry on Lathrop, and these will be similar in style but smaller in size. The lighting is appropriate based on the photometrics. The height and scale is appropriate, matches the other standards on this campus. And to be honest, it is very similar to a lot of entry gate masonry columns you'll see around some of the larger homes in River Forest. So that style, that design, that scale is very appropriate, and it'll demark that pedestrian entry, making it a little bit safer. And that constitutes or is comprised of the masonry column, the decorative light, and the ornamental metal gate. So those are the three components of those entry features. But again, 100% appropriate. The next is the bicycle rack area. As the applicant has indicated, right now, as you come inside that pedestrian gate on Oak, there's a bicycle rack area. They are expanding that to accommodate more bicycle parking. It'll be screened with more landscaping, and it'll be basically right inside that gate off of Oak. So they're improving this area. They're making it more accessible. They're making it safer, and they're increasing the number of bicycle parking in a way that would allow people to actually lock and organize their bikes to cut down on theft and everything else. So the bicycle area is being improved, and that's a plus. The next one is the landscaping, and they're really proposing landscaping in three components. The first one is the foundation landscaping and those small areas in front of the building. Mr. Zinni showed that perspective and that sketch as to where those parking areas will be. And there are some that are sort of a very small linear foundation landscaping that only sticks out about a foot or so. And then there are a few areas where there are larger beds at two or three locations along the building where it comes out more than just the thin and it's a larger landscaping area. And there are a few of those. So foundation landscaping. The other landscaping they have is near the bike area, both along the sidewalk inside the gate. There are a couple of landscaping areas. And then one that runs, I would say, perpendicular to Lathrop, and that is to better demark the outdoor seating area and the picnic tables with the bicycle activity and storage area. So right now, that's sort of a no man's land of kids getting their bikes and people trying to sit down and maybe relax. And now there's a nice landscaping area separating those two things. That's the other area of landscaping. Then as Mr. Zinni indicated today, and it's on one of the illustrations, but I didn't see it on the plan. Well, here you can see it is some additional landscaping over there next to where the garbage enclosure area is going to be. They're going to introduce some new landscaping around that fence as well. So those are the three basic areas of landscaping: building foundation landscaping, area near the parking area, and then some a little bit more landscaping down by the dumpster wall or the screening wall. The next thing, item 6 in my memorandum, talks about relocated activity areas. And these are very minor, but I thought I wanted to get them on the record and acknowledge them. Again, the use of the property is not being altered. The intensity of the property is not being altered, and the character of the property is not being altered. But some of the existing uses are being relocated, even if just by a little bit, and I wanted to make sure that was in there. The pickleball courts, right now, there are two of them. I don't play, but I hear it's a lot of fun. And obviously regulated by some national authority, as everything seems to be. But right now there are two. There are going to continue to be two, but they're slightly shifted to the west to accommodate the larger bicycle parking area. Okay, so not introducing any more pickleball courts. They're not moving into a whole new location, but they're organizing that north end a little bit better and sliding them just a little bit. I don't know if it's probably just a couple of feet or so to the west. So no impact, no negligible difference, but they are, the footprint of them is slightly being relocated. So that's one relocated activity. The other one is the most notable one is the practice wall, the half court and the 10-foot tall practice wall. And the new wall, I understand, is going to be a little bit less than the existing wall, now located on the south portion of the site near Quick, in same proximity as the existing one is to Oak on the north side of campus. So not a new activity, but they're sliding that down from Oak down to Quick. So same activity, same setback from residential, same level of intensity, just a different location on the campus. So that's another relocated activity. And then the other one is just by cleaning up and organizing the equipment and dumpster storage area. They're consolidating that a little bit more and putting that enclosure around it. So that area is being relocated just a little bit and tightened up. So those are the three activity areas that are sort of being relocated, even if just by a little bit. I wanted to make sure we're acknowledging what those are so everybody knows and is aware of it. So that's it. So in a nutshell, it's consistent with the comprehensive plan. They're requesting two site development allowances, which are appropriate given the existing development of the site and what is and where is the other uses across the street. They're not moving any structures that requires an SDA closer to the residential than currently exists. And I think that's the important differentiating thing. And all the other improvements will improve the appearance of the site with no negative impacts. So.
Sure. So every department at the village reviewed the plans as well. Some of those comments have been kind of addressed. One of the primary concerns or recommendations that the police department had was to landscape the bike parking area just to deter any wandering eyes, as it were. Then aside from that, there was no concern with operation for the village because the use is staying the same footprint essentially, and any engineering concerns would be addressed during the permitting process.
Want to amend your application asking right now, number 24 says you're not, no.
As John pointed out, we're going to have to hit, we have two site development allowance requests, one for the backboard with 30 feet and then the 30 feet for the fence to the residential site.
Okay. Had any comments from any
Originally, we thought we were going to, on the scheduling, we thought we were going to start some this spring. That's not going to happen because of duration of the reviews. So actually, I'm going to modify the construction schedule. We're not going to be starting any construction this spring. We're going to be starting it in early fall.
In the audience, it's indicated they want to address the board on this matter, so we'll close the public portion of the hearing. We as a board will discuss this and about the materials. They didn't display any.
The renderings I've
this gives them a better view, a brick with a limestone cap.
You can address this, would you?
Real quick, that's the front gate that we have, and then there'll be the pedestrian gates on the north and south side. edge of the pickle, the back edge of the pickle, or the south? South. You know, I don't know that dimension off the top of my head, but I could find that out for you. I don't think I have it dimensioned on that site plan. Yeah, yeah.
You got any other comments, any concerns? We recommend to the Board of Trustees that the application is amended tonight with the request for the site. Remember, when we vote, we're making a determination that the applicant met each of those standards.
Member Fishman?
Yes.
Member Yanaki?
Yes.
Member McColl?
Yes.
Member Crosby?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. The recommendation of the Development Review Board to the Board of Trustees. Approval of this. Nobody else in the audience that wants to address us, so we have a motion. Favor say aye.
Aye.
Dismissed.